Welcome to Greek Club at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We are in the presidential suite on the third floor and eager to read the scriptures in its original language. So we are in Matthew chapter 4, and we're picking up at verse 20. We're in the middle of the call of the fishermen, a familiar text. So it's easy to translate because we all know what it's supposed to say. maybe we should read Epictetus or something in Greek Club, right? Okay, verse 20. Hoide eutheos aphentas ta dictua e koluthes on auto. The verse starts with this little change of subject. Again, remember that the article, what we call the article, apparently originally was a demonstrative pronoun. You actually see this once in Paul, where he quotes aretas, I think. Where is that passage? I think in the speech on the Areopagus, you actually see the article acting just like a pronoun. That one. But here it is acting like a pronoun, not like the article, but they, or and they, referring to the fishermen, immediately, eutheos, participle from aphi-emi, this is the aorist participle, leaving the nets, ta dictua, and then we have the aorist indicative passive deponent from akolutheo. It's not passive at all. It's just akolutheo. Just the aorist indicative active third plural. The participle is probably here just the so-called piggyback or bang-bang. They left the nets and they followed him, and akolutheo, as you probably remember, takes a dative of the person whom you follow. This is called the dative of the person whom you follow. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan of these labels, but we're just trying to describe how the language actually works, right? And so a lot of times it has rules, and sometimes it breaks them, but God is still good. So just a simple sentence there, one participle and a main verb. Any questions or comments? Yeah, go ahead, John.
Are there different forms of eutheos?
Yes.
That's just stylistic? Or?
Mark likes the, it's actually an adjective, euthus, right? So everything in Mark is always euthus, euthus, right? This, strictly speaking, this is the adverb.
Okay.
Yeah, euthus, I think, strictly speaking, is an adjective. So, but Mark likes to use that. Matthew sometimes does as well. So. Yep, good. Other questions? Again, the omega sigma is the typical adverb ending for Greek. Yeah.
Is that a substantive or a predicate participle?
I think given the hoi de construction, rather than taking the article directly with the participle, those who had left the nets, rather than taking it like that, take the hoi de kind of as the subject on its own, and then the participle becomes predicate position. Right. Good question. The other would make sense, but given the flow of the story, I think, and the prominence of the article de construction. So, good. All right. Very fine. Verse 21. Which is omitted, by the way. I don't know if you can see the little box at the beginning of 21. And I said, oh, there's an omission. And you go all the way down to the end of verse 22. See the front slash? And it was interesting to me. W, which is Washingtonius, which I think is a 5th century Uncial manuscript, and then a fairly important minuscule manuscript 33, omit verses 21 and 23. And it struck me as likely that the scribe's eye fell from followed him at the end of 20. He's copying. He looks up, then he looks back down, and he sees followed him at the end of 22 and omits a bunch of lines. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think this is called homeotoloiaton. which is like dative of the person whom you're following. Why am I the only one laughing? Verse 21. Okay. And we've got two Hebrew guys here today, and they love all these categories. They don't want to admit it, but they love them. Right, Tim?
Yes.
Okay, good. Verse 21. Kai probas ekathen. Aiden alus duo adolfus. Yaakobon tan tu zebedayu. Kai yoanein tan adolfan altu. Ente ployo meta zebedayu tu patros auton. Kat artizantas ta dictu auton. Kai ekalisen autus. Back at the beginning, probas is from probino. Very strong third principal part. This is just the aorist participle active. It's like lousos. So, and it means to go forward, right? So, and it probably, again, just a piggyback or bang-bang participle with aden, the main verb. So, although you could translate it temporally after he had gone forward from there, the adverb ekathen means from there. He saw other two brothers, right? Now in apposition, James, the one of Zebedee, and this always reminds me of the Smothers brothers. You know, mom liked you best. It's never John, the son of Zebedee, and his brother James. It's always the other way around, right? So James, the one of Zebedee, and John, the brother of him. And now a scan down till you get to the participle, kat artizantas. The referent is brothers, and there's no article anywhere. So you could take it as attributive adjectival, two brothers who were restoring or preparing their nets. If you take it as predicate position, there's a number of ways to go, but rather than exhausting them all, maybe just understand this as supplementary. Supplementary is the label when you give, when you have a predicate position participle, but you think it's actually attributive. It's just kind of closely modifying the object of the verb. So I think that's probably a good way to go. Otherwise, it just seems like you might be working a little bit too hard. But there are a number of translations that would work. Temporal would work, indirect discourse, but we won't exhaust all of them. We'll just say he saw two brothers, James and John, and he saw them preparing or restoring the nets of them in the boat with Zebedee their father. It actually puzzled me. I was asking the question, these two prepositional phrases, in the boat and with Zebedee, I was asking, well, what verb form do they modify? And at first I tried to take them with what preceded, but I think they go with the participle. They tell where the brothers were kat artizoing. Okay. And what are they doing? Well, they're probably fixing holes in the nets. They're getting them ready to be thrown back out into the water. Just as a kind of a sideline, you know, this Ephesians 4 uses the noun kat artizmas, which is normally translated for the equipping of the saints. And I don't think that's a wrong translation. I think in English it just sounds too narrow. I wonder if it should be rendered for the restoring of the saints, which would include the idea of what we normally think of as equipping. But it would also include a little more specifically a kind of a law gospel ministry that, you know, pastors and teachers are for the restoring of the saints. Why? Well, so you can fling them back out into the water, so to speak. But I think it's a nice point at that scripture. So, and then Kai ekalisen, and he called them. Good. Questions? Kind of a long sentence. Yeah, Tim?
I just can't resist this.
Good, then don't.
No, I won't. Just for the Hebrew guys, remember yesterday, talking about that construction after a verb perception, you had that participle supplementary. Remember you had the same thing in Isaiah. We saw Adonai sitting on his throne. So you have the same kind of construction in Hebrew, the supplementary participle after the verb of perception.
Mm-hmm.
You see here.
It especially happens after verbs of perception.
Right.
Very good. And this is not, and I should say this too, it's, this is not a Semitism. This is actually in the standard classical Greek grammars as well. In fact, I thought about it, so I looked it up in Goodwin. So this is just one of the things that Greek will do with participles, and Hebrew is a similar thing. So, yeah. Great. Good. All right. Anything else on verse 21? All right. Verse 22. Again, we have the hoi de, so we're changing the subject. And they, once again, immediately, very similar to verse 20, aphentas ta ploion, leaving the boat, and the father of them, Zebedee saying, hey, where are you going? Right? Leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. So, pretty straightforward. Almost identical to verse 20. So, all right, Greek, pretty straightforward. We'll push forward. I'm feeling pretty lucky this week because I happen to be signed up for lectionary lunch, and it's the text for All Saints Day, so it's the Beatitudes. So my week is going to be seamless. Today I'm doing Matthew 4. Tomorrow I'm doing Matthew 4.
Well, but your daughter's getting married. It's not exactly seamless.
Yeah, but they are familiar texts.
Okay.
And and I told Dr. Celeste, because like me, he loves babies, that I'd let him hold my youngest grandchild. That's one of the many reasons why he's an Orthodox Lutheran. Orthodox Lutherans love babies. Yeah. They baptize them, right? Okay, verse 23. Kai peri egen en hale te galalaya. Didaskon en tai synagogais auton kai ki rusantan, ta evangelion tais basileas, kai therapuan pazanazan, kai pazan malakian en tolao. An imperfect. Remember that in the narrative, Jesus' ministry is just getting going, right? So this is from periago, which means to lead or go around. And an inceptive translation would work well. He began to go around in the whole in whole Galilee, right? All of Galilee. Here's a participle. You could translate it a number of ways. Contextually, because of 11:1, believe it or not. I might even want to translate this as a purpose participle. Let's take a look at 11:1, in fact. I think we have time to do that.
Matthew 11:1.
Yeah, Matthew 11:1. See, Matthew gives us three summary statements. We have 4:23, we have 9:35, which is very close to 4:23, and then we have 11:1. So 11:1, and it happened when Jesus completed directing the 12 disciples of him, he went over from there. Now we have 2 plus the infinitive, which is a purpose construction, in order to teach and to preach in their cities. So flipping back to 4:23, the present stem participle in the New Testament, if purpose is being expressed by a participle, it will, in older Greek, it will be the future participle. It'll normally follow the main verb, but that's a very rare construction in the New Testament. The present stem participle seems to have sort of taken over that force of expressing purpose. So I think it's at least possible that back here in 4:23, he began to go around in the whole of Galilee in order to teach in their synagogues and in order to preach the good news, at least as possible. The other way to take it is, this is what Dr. Vels's grammar, his book, as I like to call it, Not So Fundamental Greek Grammar, would call, he calls it attendant circumstances. And other grammars would call this complementary, that is, peri egen, and the participle is sort of one verbal idea. So you just translate it quickly. He went around teaching like that. And that's another possible way to go with this.
How does that differ from piggyback or whatever?
The piggyback is sort of two separate actions, although closely related. So they left and followed. That would be the piggyback that we just saw.
What's the technical name for piggyback?
Depends on which grammar you use. It's attendant circumstance in Wallace.
It's different in Belt.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. This is called the nomenclature of confusion. Right. Right. I think they have meetings every year and they swear a holy oath never to use the same terminology. Right. So, and of course I can say that because I'm not smart enough to write a grammar. Right. So there you go. So what are you going to do? So teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news about the reign, right? God has started to king, and it's really remarkable. If you want Matthew's opinion about what Jesus talked about, here it is. He talked about the Basileia, right? So maybe we should too. And then another participle, in order to heal every disease and every literally. A softness or weakness, but often a reference to sickness in the people. So again, theologically it's important. Jesus' ministry, the healing ministry of Jesus, is not an add-on. It's not an adiaphoron. It's not just proof that he's God. I mean, God is actually broken into history to reign. And where God reigns, he drives back Satan and sin and all the effects of sin. So the healing ministry of Jesus is eschatological. It's an anticipation of the new creation. So, and of the day when the healing will be complete. So, but that's theology, not Greek. Although it comes from the Greek, which is happy. Anything on verse 23? Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Can you also translate these participles supplementary? Just teaching and...
Yeah. Again, if you want to ally them closely to periagen, yeah, yeah. Again, different grammars call that different things. I think supplementary, the so-called supplementary participle, is a structure where the participle is aligned with a noun, like he saw the brothers preparing. See, but here. We don't have a separate noun in the accusative case. Right? It's just with kind of the main verb.
I think he's thinking like a manner. Could it be translated the manner in which he did it?
Yeah, he went around by teaching.
Or, yeah, just teaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, so the context leads the way, and sometimes it's just not crystal clear. So, right. Good. Okay. Other comments or... All right, very good. Verse 24. Kai apielthen he akoeo tu eis halentein Syriaan, which is a remarkable statement, Syria. Kai pras enenkan auto pantas tus kakos echantas poikilais nazus kai bazanois sin echamenus kai di manedzamenus kai seleniadzamenus. Kai paralytikus. And now the other shoe finally drops. Kai etherapusen autus. So we start easing up with an aorist from ap erkomai. And the report of him, an akoe can be either the organ of hearing or what is heard. So here it's probably what is heard. The report of him went out into the whole of Syria. So the news is heading north, right? Not just in Galilee or south. Now, pros ening kan is from pros phero, right? Before the fall into sin, the principal parts of Pharaoh were regular. And afterwards, it became a source of confusion to all. They brought to him... and now we have a bunch of accusatives in a string. Pantas, all those having badly, literally. Echantas is a substantized participle. And in fact, the tus governs one, two, three, four, five adjectives. four participles and a regular adjective. So it's tus ekantas kai sin erchamenus kai daimon itzamenus kai seleniadzamenus kai paralytikus. The one article is probably governing all those items, right? And joining them together as the big direct object of pros enen kai. So those who were having badly, it's an idiom to be sick, with various sicknesses and torments, bazanois. Actually, bazanois modifies sin ercha menus. You can see the chi separates them. I always have to look up the echo compound words. Those who were being held harassed by torments. And those being demon-possessed, and those who were, nobody knows what this word means, and the paralyzed. It literally means those who were being moonstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what it means. But what does this refer to? And Kyle said he had some extra time, so he was going to work up a 2-page report on this and bring it to class next week.
Nicholas Cage and Cher, Moonstruck.
Oh, it's a movie. Nicholas Cage. I can't decide if he's the worst over actor in history or not.
No, he's the best actor.
Yeah, no, he's an over actor. Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The under actor is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's easily over.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves. Here's Keanu Reeves excited. Whoa. Here's Keanu Reeves sad.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's right. See, Greek club and film critic. Great. This is the only time Tim and I have ever disagreed. Great.
No, I agree with Keanu Reeves.
Okay, good. So we have a long direct object on they brought to him, right? And he healed them. Therapeuo actually means to help or serve. I shouldn't say that. It can mean that. In the New Testament, most of the time, it means heal, help in a specific way. So therapeutic, easy enough, right? Questions on verse 24. See how that one article can govern a bunch of stuff, right? And you just link them with chi. All right, and then we'll read verse 25, and this will be a great achievement. We will have finished chapter 4. Chi e koluthesan auto akloi poloi. Apates Galileas kai dekapaleos kai Yerusalemon kai Judaias kai Peran tu Jordanu. So again, easy enough. Poloi achloi, many crowds followed in the dative him from Galilee and the Decapolis, which are literally the 10 cities, sort of east and south east of Galilee. And Jerusalem and Judea and across the Jordan. Paran does not decline, so it looks odd with apa. It just kind of always stays the same. So the impact here is that Jesus' ministry is being wildly successful in terms of who's responding, who's hearing about him, and the healings that he's actually performing. So. Good. Questions about verse 25? Yeah, Will, go ahead.
When you talk about across the Jordan, what side is that?
I think that's from the perspective of Jerusalem.
So east?
Yeah, which also, I think that would be what we would refer to today as Transjordan as well, right? So on the east side, right. So, good. Okay. Greek club and lectionary lunch tomorrow and Hebrew club on Thursday, right? Very good. Mm-hmm.